Thank you, Chair Meyer. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here today. My name is Toshiko Hasegawa. I'm a Port of Seattle Commissioner, and I'm also a managing member of the Northwest Seaport Alliance. Last week, the Port of Seattle released its annual greenhouse gas emissions inventory, showing that we cut emissions from our operations by 46% in 2021 over our 2005 baseline. The port expects to eliminate all carbon emissions from port-owned and controlled sources by 2040, and for all entities operating at its facilities to be carbon neutral or better by 2050. We believe that we are now past peak carbon for the port's owned and controlled emissions, and so the biggest challenge ahead of us now remains the 99% of port-related emissions that come from our aviation, maritime, and heavy transportation industry partners. That's why the port continues to push for large-scale transformative sources of energy like green hydrogen, sustainable aviation fuels, and renewable wind. Passage of the Inflation Reduction Act moves us closer towards reaching these goals. On the aviation side, our goal is to power every flight fueled at SEA with at least a 10% blend of sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, by 2028. And the port's been working on this issue for well over a decade. The Inflation Reduction Act includes both a SAF blender's tax credit and a $300 million alternative fuel and low emission aviation technology program to help incentivize SAF production and to fund the infrastructure necessary to produce, blend, and transport these fuels. On the maritime side, one of our best opportunities for decarbonizing our operations in the short term and in the medium term is going to be installing shore power on our docks. The most immediate benefit of this transformation is the improvement of air quality impacting the health of our communities and our planet. Shore power capability will soon be available at Terminal 5 in Seattle and Husky Terminal in Tacoma. And adding shore power to T18 is next on our list with design work already underway. We estimate it will cost up to $150 million to convert all our container terminals to shore power, but with sufficient funding and support, we think we can electrify all our remaining international cargo terminals by 2030. We're also adding shore power at our Pier 66 cruise terminal, which is estimated to reduce annual greenhouse gas emissions by 2,700 metric tons. Earlier this year, the port led the announcement of an effort to create the world's first cruise-led green corridor through Washington, through British Columbia, and also through Alaska. Achieving a zero-emission corridor is a monumental challenge, and the Inflation Reduction Act will help move us closer to making this vision a reality. I'd like to thank Senator Murray, the rest of the Washington Congressional Delegation, House and Senate leadership, and of course, President Biden for helping us reach this historic milestone. I look forward to future events where we can together celebrate groundbreaking for some of the projects that the Inflation Reduction Act will fund at our seaport and our airport. Thank you.
Thanks, and it is so great to be here today. I know a few things for certain. One is that the path to decarbonization for our communities is through partnerships. And I'm super proud to be here and to be in partnership with the port, to be in partnership with Seattle Housing Authority, two of many amazing partnerships that together we will move the state of our environment and ensure that we are doing all we can. Number two, I know for certain that my name is Deborah Smith and I'm the general manager and CEO of Seattle City Light, so there you go. But number three, I know for certain that we cannot center equity. We can't make things right with people that have been underserved for very, very many years unless we do it together. So it's another place where partnership is critical to us moving forward and showing up in the way we want to do so. And so again, thrilled to be here with some amazing partners. And I have to just throw in a plug for my boss and mayor, Bruce Harrell, who says One Seattle, and I believe that's the way we will all move forward. So we're also here, as have my colleagues, to thank Senator Murray for her leadership in Congress, and for her tireless work to ensure that secure passage of the landmark climate legislation known as the Inflation Reduction Act, or the IRA, was passed. And the IRA allocates $369 billion to incentivize clean energy technologies and provide support for environmental justice communities. And that's where we're standing here today. So couldn't be a more appropriate place to be. This includes funding for homeowners, housing developers like SHA to install renewable energy and energy efficiency technologies like those here at Hinoki Building. It also leverages other tax credits and incentives to boost residential and commercial building energy efficiency and to reduce carbon emissions. Transportation is critical, but the built environment that we live in is a huge part of the path forward. And again, it can't be done alone. This federal investment will stimulate the economy and accelerate the clean tech workforce at a time when there is a significant shortage for the skilled tradespeople that we need and for the equity. And we want employee bases that look like the customers we serve. So what an amazing opportunity, and I think that's true for all of us. As a result, our lighting design lab, which has been a leader in helping folks transform their lighting and reduce energy efficiency, we're actually in the process of pivoting its focus to electrification and workforce development, to partner with the IBEW and other building trades to transition to a decarbonized future. And we make that transition with a workforce, again, that is reflective of the communities we serve. Finally, as Senator Murray knows, public utilities have been working with our congressional delegation for many years to secure renewable energy tax incentives that are comparable to what investor-owned utilities can receive. That would allow us to own our own renewable energy resources instead of just entering into long-term power purchase agreements. We're grateful to Congress for the direct pay provisions in the IRA that will now allow tax-exempt entities like Seattle City Light and like folks here that I'm with to claim clean energy tax credits directly from the federal government. As City Light looks to a future where we need to acquire new resources, which is in the next 5 years, we have the opportunity to think about owning them ourselves, which is a huge change, and we really thank you and Congress for that. Cannot thank you enough. And with that, I am honored to present to you Washington Senator Patty Murray.
Well, thank you all so much for joining me here today, and I especially want to thank Toshika Hasegawa from Port of Seattle, Don Meyer from the Port of Tacoma, Deborah Smith, as you heard from Seattle City Light, as well as the Seattle Housing Authority, who are hosting us today at this location where the clean energy investments are really helping cut costs. We are here today, and I'm so excited to be here as part of this, to mark a really historic moment in our fight against climate change in Washington State and across the country. And it is coming not a moment too soon. We know we are in the thick of a climate crisis. We see it all around us. Life-threatening heat waves, road-buckling temperatures last summer, wildfires who are endangering people's lives and homes, and that is exactly why Democrats in Congress took action. The Inflation Reduction Act that I helped pass in the Senate is the largest investment in climate action in American history. I want to say that again. This is the largest ever investment in climate action in our country's history. And it is going to help supercharge a clean energy economy right here in Washington State, while lowering everyday energy costs and promoting real energy independence. This is a huge win for Washington State, where we already lead the nation in climate action. Our state is uniquely poised now to take advantage of this legislation, particularly all of the clean energy tax credits and grants that will build on our existing infrastructure. The Inflation Reduction Act is going to bolster and expand those efforts so we lower our energy costs in our homes. We cut carbon emissions by 40% by the end of this decade and create good-paying, clean energy jobs right here in every part of Washington State. And we're going to do it without raising taxes on working families by one penny. If you are making less than $400,000, you will not see your taxes go up one penny. Working people and middle class families are going to see their costs go down and more money in their pockets. The Inflation Reduction Act is going to deliver a first of its kind economy-wide transition to a stronger clean energy economy. That means we are providing the resources so major commercial and industrial hubs, just like the Port of Seattle, can transition to clean energy much faster. The same goes for our utilities like Seattle City Light and the private industry like our auto manufacturers or industrial plants. Every sector of our economy moving full steam ahead towards a clean energy future. This is how we establish real energy independence in America. This is how we really lower energy costs and keep them low. And this is really big for our consumers too. We're talking about home energy rebates and consumer tax credits to help everyone invest in energy efficiency, rooftop solar, energy efficient appliances, heat pumps, electric HVAC, and more. That means we're giving our families more efficient, cost-efficient options to keep their lights on and their homes warm in the winter and cooler in the summer. That is going to drive down costs all across our state. We're also making a commitment to electrifying cars on the road, which is a major source of our carbon emissions. Starting in January, you'll be able to get up to $7,500 tax credit if you're buying a new electric vehicle, and up to $4,000 for a used electric vehicle, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act. And that incentivizes getting more electric vehicles on the market and on the roads. We are meeting the moment on climate change, and this bill is just the start. The Inflation Reduction Act also sets the table for the next generation of a climate technology. We are investing in research and development, so much of which happens, by the way, right here in Washington State. You know, we lead the world in technology and cutting-edge research. The funding provided in the Inflation Reduction Act will help us produce new, cleaner airplanes and fuels, invest in developing and scaling clean hydrogen technology, and produce cheaper, greener infrastructure. This is going to create jobs and deliver important progress in our fight against climate change, because this bill is just the beginning, not the end of this fight. So here's the short version of, for you. Climate action is good for workers, it's good for consumers, it's good for businesses, and it is good for our planet, period. With the Inflation Reduction Act, we are delivering lower costs, lower emissions, and a stronger clean energy economy. So I really want to thank everyone for being here today, for being our partners in our fight against climate change, and I thank all of you who are part of this. So thank you again, and with that, I will open up to any questions the press might have.